Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good? All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us in money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Oh, yeah. Nick and Philo busted me, and I totally deserve it. He's like least climactic answer ever, finding out that he only has 18 letters in his name. That was... didn't really turn out like I hoped.
But can you pronounce it, though?
That part of it, I'm betting no. You'd have to YouTube Evansville basketball to find that out.
We just
YouTubed the newest St. Louis Cardinal pitcher. He's a righty from Memphis?
I'm guessing so. He was called up along with outfielder Connor Capel.
Oh, so now we've got two guys on the Cardinals' big league roster that I've never heard of.
Flaherty to the 15-day IL with a right shoulder strain.
Shocking.
Harrison Bader to the 10-day IL with plantar fasciitis.
We suck.
Or is it fasciitis? Doesn't matter.
I think it doesn't matter. Well, that's your foot, right? That's the issue with your... Is that your heel?
Sounds right.
I think it's more of your heel. That can hurt. I don't know. I've never had it, but.
So the right-hander coming up for Jack Flaherty is James Nail.
I don't know why that's funny to me. N-A-I-L-E. Let me do a Jack Buck for you. Tommy Herr lead off the third. Herr, H-E-R-R. 2 for 3 today. Of course, that'd be a hell of a first and second inning if you were 2 for 3 already in the third inning. That would be, you're off and running.
James Nail. 3-2, 3.28 ERA this year in Memphis.
Okay.
Has quite the hammer.
Oh, does he? He came over from Oakland, I think. I don't know what you mean by he has quite the hammer.
You know, the curveball.
Oh!
Nail has the hammer.
I was like, what are you talking about? I see. Okay.
Nail has the hammer.
Not the hammer. All right.
He's a craftsman on the mound.
Okay. So he can eat up some innings, hopefully, for the Cardinals. I thought you were going to tell me he was...
You're not getting my puns.
Oh! You're right. I totally overlooked that. Yeah, you're right. I threw you off with the hammer.
That's my
fault.
You did,
but no, that's so bad, Lon. Man, you just continue to prove to everybody that at 51 years old, you need to still be doing a radio show. No, I like that. Do you have a pun for Cooper... What's
Capel?
His name? Capel?
I don't.
Okay. He's capable of Trevor!
Of hitting better than Andrew Kisner.
Is he a catcher?
No, but...
Oh, but yeah, I mean...
The point still stands.
Right, yes, it does. In fact, James Nail is probably going to hit better than Andrew Kisner. When is Tyler O'Neill back? I mean, is... What's the overall thought in your mind of Tyler O'Neill, Harrison Bader, and Dylan Carlson even now? I mean, taking away the injuries, do you have solid faith that that outfield can carry you the next 2 years? Or are you still a little
underwhelmed?
Yeah. I mean, right now you got Juan Yepes and Brendan Donovan playing the outfield, and they're infielders by trade. But that's what happens when you have injuries all over.
Nothing as far as an update with O'Neill. Just said that when he went to the IL about a week ago, that he would miss at least a week and a half.
Okay.
I mean, that's obvious because it's 10 days. So thank you, CBS Sports, for pointing out that 10 days is at least a week and a half. O'Neill, now I'm worried. I'm not going to just completely forget about last season. But now I think consistency is starting to creep back in your mind. Is that going to be an issue for him? Bader, it always gets back to he is what he is.
I agree.
And you'll take the speed and you'll take the fielding for
I'm
a guy.
I'm okay with Bader.
As long as he hits 250 plus.
Yep. I think he's hitting like 258, or maybe that was the last time I looked at his stats. I'm with you. If Harrison Bader's hitting over 250 with the kind of defense he plays, and keep in mind, he just came off like an 0 for, I think he'd gone 14 games without a hit. So that average was actually up to around 280, I think, for a while. Now, of course, then he was just probably coming off a really good stretch. So that's baseball to a T. But I just feel like Bader is giving you what I wanted. Now, I didn't expect Tyler O'Neill to come back this season and be as good as he was last year. Like, I thought maybe there would be a little bit of a regression, if you will, but certainly he has not done much at all and now just continues to be injured. And then Dylan Carlson is just – what do you think of Dylan Carlson? Like, first of all, here's part of the problem that we kind of do this to players. Like, if you're going to play third base, you better hit 30 home runs,
mm-hmm.
right? Or if you're at first base, you better hit 30 home runs. So the corner outfield spots, kind of the same thing. Like, if you told me Dylan Carlson's stats right now next to Harrison Bader, I'd be like, oh, well, he's better than Bader. But yet, Bader's in center doing what he does. Now, Dylan Carlson plays center when Bader doesn't. So, obviously, Carlson is good in the outfield. And there's no doubt that you cannot say one bad word about O'Neill, Bader, and Carlson's defense. They are really good defensively. They've got a lot of speed. They track down a lot of fly balls. And I'm sure all you'd have to do is ask Cardinals pitchers, and they're like, oh, yeah. There's, you know, so many times during a game where I feel like that's a hit, and those guys go and track it down. Although, ironically, Bader couldn't track down the no-hitter, that hit. But, you know, Dylan Carlson is a guy that, what, is probably hitting 280?
247.
Oh, is that it? I thought he was better than that. Okay, 247, and I don't know, does he have – how many home runs would he have? Six?
Four. Missed a little bit of time with an injury, so he's played in 56 games. He's batting 247, four home runs, 17 RBIs.
I mean, it's just a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah, for sure. You would expect some more power, and last year he had 18 home runs.
Yeah, that's solid.
266, 18 home runs, finished third in Rookie of the Year voting.
Okay.
I think we're kind of, when you look at Carlson, he's 23 years old, so you still got to remember that. I think we sometimes forget
when
you hype up a prospect as much as he was hyped up, that he would come in and just light the world on fire right away. And build off of a really nice full season last year, and he hasn't really done that. It's been a step back.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's no doubt when you're a corner outfielder, you're expected to have more power. I mean, Bader's hit more home runs. He's played more games because he hasn't gotten hurt until now. I mean, everybody gets hurt.
Well, right.
But Bader has five home runs in 72 games, but he's hitting 256. If your average is below Harrison Bader's, if he's not your lowest average in the outfield, and actually if you considered, all right, let's go back to opening day where it's Carlson, O'Neill, and Bader, and Bader's hitting the highest average, that's where it's an issue.
Yeah, that is an issue. Even in today's game where average is no longer even looked at as that big of a deal, you know, you're more on base percentage, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't know. I just and Tyler O'Neill feels like he's getting a little bit of that. Oh no.
Like the one hit wonder?
Or can you trust him to get you 130, 140 games a year? I mean, what is the outfielder expected to play these days? 145, 140 games a year? I don't know. Maybe more than that. I'm starting to wonder if that's – I mean, was it 2 years ago that he battled injuries?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's right. Although during the COVID year, didn't he win a gold glove? So he had to have been out there more often than I'm thinking. I don't know. I just – it's like the Cardinals have perpetually been in this young outfielder mode for the last decade. Like, what was the last outfielder that was a veteran? Marcelo?
Fowler.
Oh, yeah, Fowler. Yeah, good
call. No, we're not gonna consider him. Marcelo Zuna as far as productive.
What the hell?
Veteran, yes.
And then Ozuna was doing his Spider-Man move out in left field.
Oh, gosh.
And his yellow arm sleeve or whatever. I don't know why that was always funny. Isn't it funny how we just can pick, we can hand pick something that just drives us nuts and just be like, no.
I don't know that Carlson's going to be a star.
Right.
I think he was hyped up as such, and maybe it's too early. I just said that he's 23 years old. Let's give him a little bit more time. And when he had 18 bombs in his first full season, I think that that was pretty good.
He's so skinny.
But yeah, I think the power isn't, I feel like you got to hit 25 to 30 bombs if you're going to be a corner outfielder and really be considered a top-notch player on your team.
I agree. You know what hurts me is that I don't know enough about every other team in baseball. So I take what I feel like I understand and translate that to the Cardinals only. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, well, every corner outfielder that was hyped probably has at least 12 home runs already this season, when in reality there's probably two. And so I sit there, and that's what my belief is. So then I take it to the Cardinals stats and think, well, Dylan Carlson's just, I don't know if he's going to be that good. When in reality, it might be that, well, no, he's going to be pretty good. Like, and you proved me wrong normally by throwing stats out, like third in the NL Rookie of the Year voting. I mean, obviously that was last year, and what have you done for me lately? But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't look at Carlson and feel like he's the guy that's going to get you 30 bombs in 1 year, although he got 18 last year. And that's a pretty solid, and I don't know how many people get 30 bombs in a year anyway, right? I don't know, what is Goldie and Arenado at right now? Like, Goldie's at, like Arenado's like 15 or 16, and which is on pace for 40, well, no, almost 40, because you're not quite halfway through the season.
Like, Arenado is 14 through 71 games.
So you are almost halfway.
Almost halfway.
So if he gets to 15, so
he's close to 30.
30?
30 range.
Okay.
Goldie at 18 home runs.
So he'd be almost closer to 40 in that range. Okay. Well,
so 62 RBIs, by the way, for Goldie. Can you imagine 40, 42 home runs, 125 RBIs?
Yeah, he comes through. You know, the Cardinals had a chance to bunt in that game last night. And didn't, and it cost him. They could have tied the game up, but they didn't. They elected to, you know what, and I actually said this. Andrew and I were driving along listening to the game, and the Cubs scored the run, and the Cardinals were lucky to hold him to just one in the 10th inning. And so Brendan Donovan leads it off, and you've got Tommy Edman at second. And the thought behind that is there's two thoughts that went into my head, three thoughts. Number one, bunt him over. And then whatever Goldie does, essentially, if he just hits the ball somewhere, he's going to score the run. And he would have with the ground ball up the middle that somebody made a great play on. But the other thought was you have unbelievable speed at second. So anything that is hit out of the infield is going to score Tommy Edman. So why would you give up an out? And then the third thought to that was the Cardinals had already used so many pitchers that maybe Ollie Marmol was sitting there going, I can't play for a tie right now because I'm down to my last pitcher. So we have to go out and try to win this game. We've got our big three up. Well, I don't know if Donovan's one of your big three. He's certainly been good. But you've got Goldie and you've got Arenado. So I know it's impossible now because you know what happened. But knowing that, would you have bunted the runner over knowing you've got Goldie? That's, I mean, worst case scenario, you're tying that game. The way,
and that's what you have to play for.
I think so, too. And now, I understand that Marmol, because going back to the pun I didn't get, you literally have the hammer. When you're at home, you get the last at-bat. So you could have, it's like having the overtime in college football when you're on defense first. You're going to figure out what they do, and then you know that you either need to score a touchdown to keep it going, or at worst case, you can kick a field goal and keep the overtime going. So in my mind, and this is what Andrew and I were talking about for 20 minutes, it felt like, from Arcola to like Tolono or Posadum. But the whole time I'm like, I think I'm bunting Donovan. Now, I don't know that Donovan can bunt. I mean, it used to be back in my day, everybody knew how to bunt, minus George Hendrick. But I don't know that these kids don't. I mean, I'm sure he knows how to bunt. I just think I would have gotten him over and had Goldie bring him home. Now, I know Goldie maybe could have struck out, but what are the chances of that? Pretty slim in my mind. So, and then, you know, at least you're tied. But I guess this is why I love baseball, because the other thought to that, Derek, is if you do that and Goldie grounds out like he did, and then Arenado does, you know, doesn't get a hit, now all of a sudden you're through the middle of your order. And so you're almost now weakening your lineup and giving the kind of the advantage back to the Cubs. Does that make sense? That's why I love baseball.
Because you could have bunted Donovan. They could walk Goldie.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
then
a
have
great
the double
point.
Play, and you already have one out. Maybe that was part of the thinking as well.
That's true. And I wonder if the Cubs would have done that. They had their stud reliever in. So I wonder if they walk Goldie to set up the double play by Arenado, but do you put the game-winning run on base? That's the other
interesting
thing. This is honestly why I love baseball, because I don't know that there's a wrong way about that, because now yesterday it proved my point. I would have bunted Donovan to get Edmund to third. Goldie would have scored him, and then who knows what happens the rest of the game. But that could have easily – Donovan could have easily doubled – and now you've got a guy at second with nobody out, and you've tied the game, and you've got Goldie and Arenado up to win it, and your pitching is really, you know, I mean, you've used all your pitching, so it's not like you had a bunch of guys you could trot out there. So I
don't
know,
lose the Cubs, bottom line.
Right,
come on.
Right. But, you know I just, like, literally for 5 minutes have been talking about, that's what I love about baseball. There's just so many different things that can happen in the sport of baseball. And even to this day, you see things that you've never seen before. And it's like, wow, I've watched a lot of baseball in my life. I've never seen that. Hey, how
that's
about,
why when you – sorry.
Oh, no, go.
When you're like watching, they cut away to the shot of the bench.
Yeah.
And the guys are always like talking the game, and they're like using the hands. Like, you guys have played – so many games for so many years. How much new could there really be to talk, like situational or the way the ball's coming out of the hand? But really, there is so much difference within the game, and that's what makes it cool.
It's what it certainly does, and I think that's awesome. And I mean, you played baseball. I'm sure you guys did it. I can remember in softball, you know, we would be sitting. Now, a lot of times we're goofing around about something, but a lot of times we're strategizing and talking about, you know, what you could do here, or if this happens next inning, what do we do? And I just think it's awesome. I think baseball is the one sport that there's so many. I mean, you say that, and I'm sure I could be proven wrong if I thought about it. Like in football, one snap, you can do 18 different things off that snap that could lead to different results. But I just that's why I love baseball. And the other thing is, most people have played baseball in their life, so they feel like they understand it, and they feel like they have an opinion on it. And I think they do. Like, I feel like I've played enough baseball, coached baseball, watched enough baseball that I should have an opinion on what Ollie Marmol does in an extra inning game with Brendan Donovan and Tommy Edmund at second and Goldie up next. Like, I feel like I've earned that right to have that opinion. But the great thing is, the three of us could be sitting in a room and all three of us could disagree. Because like you just said, you could walk or bunt Donovan, get Edmund to third, walk Goldie, and you set up a double play with Arenado. But
if he hits in the air, then you can tag up.
That'd
be that.
And you've tied the game. And in my mind there, at least you're either giving Goldie or Arenado a really good chance to tie the game with less than two outs. So I think with the hammer, I think I'm still bunting all day to tie the game and then go from there. In the saying always, you play for a tie at home, you play for a win on the road. But hey, I'm sure I haven't looked at the U of I line of like text line. I'm sure there's a bunch that would disagree with that. And really, truly, your era, Derek, is more, and Trevor, are more of you don't bunt. You know, that was more of my era. So I still see the value in it, but a lot of people like Austin Birkeland, for instance, would laugh you out of a room if you bunted in a situation like that and didn't use Brendan Donovan, who's been one of your hottest hitters, to try to win the game.
Like hitting 315.
Yeah. So, I love
it. It's fun.
I love baseball.
We need to, because now that the Stanley Cup playoffs are
over,
it's literally all we have until football.
Scores! Yeah, you're right. We have NASCAR.
We sprinkle in some golf and NASCAR.
Yeah.
Nick Hardy. I shouldn't say all we have.
No, you're right. Hey, we have the betting odds on Nick Hardy for the John Deere Classic. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Also, an update again on a new Illini basketball commit, Derek Piper. Derek Piper will break down his game when we return. It is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariette Fisher with OSF Healthcare. Focusing on family medicine brings me joy, meeting with patients to make them feel welcome and comfortable to develop a treatment plan that's cost-effective for them. At OSF Healthcare, preventative screenings for health issues is important for people to keep up with. Don't put it off. Get your annual wellness visits, your regular checkups, and treat your body right to feel better. We've got such a great team at OSF to take care of you. We are dedicated to providing transformational care that helps you live your best life. Our trusted providers are committed to supporting health and wellness for all. Get your primary care with OSF Medical Group as you reach out to our caring team. For more details, you can visit our website at oshealthcare.org.
The sound of the gong on the golf course marks the start of the Region I Golf Outing to benefit local Special Olympics Illinois athletes. Join our athletes Emerson and Aiden for the Region I Golf Outing on Friday, August 5th at the University of Illinois Orange Golf Course with registration and lunch from 11 to noon and the shotgun start at noon. A special thanks to sponsors Crossroads Contractor Supply, Martin Hood, Dynagraphics, Kirby Wealth Management Group, CCMSI. Get your business involved now as you reach out at soill.org. Golfers will enjoy fun games out on the course, including the Gong Show Game Hole and the Fireball Hole in One Hole, with awards to top teams and individuals. Registration is $100 per golfer, $400 for a team of four, and includes free Riggs Hefeweizen and American Lager throughout the day for golfers over 21. A special thanks to Hole in One sponsors Consolidated Communications, Apex Clean Energy, and Stevie J Broadcasting. For details, visit soill.org.
There's a clear choice for Congress. Mary Miller voted with the Socialist Squad to defund our military. Like Joe Biden, Miller coddles criminal illegal immigrants and says it's our responsibility to care for them. Ann Miller knowingly hired a convicted pedophile to be her driver and allowed him to prowl our neighborhoods and put our kids at risk, abandoning our troops, giving aid to criminals who illegally cross our border. Embracing a convicted pedophile? Fake conservative Mary Miller can't be trusted. Conservative Congressman Rodney Davis voted to strengthen our military and give our troops a pay raise. Davis voted for President Trump's wall and to cut off funding for sanctuary cities. Ann Davis is endorsed by the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police because he's tough on crime. Rodney Davis is the strong conservative that Illinois families can trust.
I'm Rodney Davis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Hey, this is Tim Sinclair, public address voice of Fighting Illini basketball. You're used to hearing me talk about my favorite team during the games, but now I'll also be talking about my favorite fan store before the games. I've teamed up with Game Day Spirit to get you ready for the season. Just head to one of Game Day's two locations, at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or at 6th and Green in Campustown. Or check out GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
What are you reading?
About Gary Rabine, the Republican candidate for governor. I really like him.
What about those other guys spending all that money on TV?
If their ads indicate how they'll run Illinois, forget them. Gary Rabine cares about the real issues: crime, corruption, the culture war, and taxes.
I'm Gary Rabine. I can and will beat Pritzker. Let's turn Illinois around. It's Rabine time.
Paid for by Rabine for governor.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated, family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years. And for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Hey everyone, it's Steve and Marianne from Prairie Gardens. We've got a huge perennial sale that's going on now. Every perennial we have, thousands and thousands, are now 25 to 50% off.
And this isn't perennials that have been hanging around for a few months. This is fresh crops that we're getting in almost daily now, coming up.
Truckloads.
So we'll just have a beautiful selection in flower.
25 to 50% off all perennials. Prairie Gardens.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
Well, wedding season is in full swing, but before you walk down the aisle, just realize that leads to babies, doesn't it, Derek Piper?
I can attest, it sure does.
That is not part of this Busey read. Busey wants to make sure your finances with your fiance are in order. Before you say I do, you should discuss your history. Before you merge your money, sit down, discuss the financial history, make a list of individual assets and loans or debts, budgeting and bank accounts, agree on a system of budgeting and paying bills, and also your future. Make a list of short and long-term financial goals. When you're just starting out, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. It doesn't matter how much you save, Derek Piper, when you start buying diapers, does it? I still owe you diapers. No matter your stage in life, Busey's there along the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of the convenient locations for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. That is Busey, member. Why can't I run the mouse? Member, FDIC. Nick Hardy. $20 on Nick Hardy would win you $660. How confident are we? And Nick Hardy at the John Deere Classic. He's playing good golf.
I think he's worth it.
What are you? Is he worth 20 or 10? His odds are plus 3,300 right now in the John Deere Classic, which is not bad.
I'd have to look at the rest of the field to see what it looks like. Because are there a number of players that are sitting this out because...
Like decent.
What's the next tournament?
The Open.
The Open.
Yeah, so a lot of people do. Sit it out.
Hey, okay. Perfect opportunity for Nick to...
Yeah? Here you go. You got Webb Simpson at plus 1,000.
He's the favorite?
Yeah. Adam Hadwin is plus 1,800. Jason Day plus 2,200. Day started out the year playing pretty... I hope I'm not offending anybody by talking golf. At least we're not talking the Cardinals. Let's see. Denny McCarthy plus 2,900. Maverick McNeely. Who's that? Scott Stallings is in it. Adam Long.
This sounds like a field where you definitely bet Nick Hardy.
Charles Howell, plus 3,300. Cameron Davis, Cameron Champ. Yeah. Yep, I'm with you. Lucas Glover is in it.
I'll throw a 10 spot.
Okay.
10 to win 330.
Trevor, 10. It is the nod of approval from Trevor Valise. So there you go.
And here's what I'll probably do. I think you back it up with a top 10 bet.
Oh,
that way, if he makes top 10, you at least make your money back, maybe plus a little bit more.
Okay.
If he doesn't win. And then if he wins, then you win both.
Man, that, I like your thinking. All right, so 10 on top.
If you went 10 on top 10 and then 10 to win.
I like it.
Because you're probably, top 10 is probably plus 200 or something like that.
Okay. I like this. I like your thought.
And then if he doesn't make either, we call him.
Yes.
And grill him. And if he wins, we call him and talk about it.
Yeah. And I, okay, so then I come down to this. Do I take him out for a steak dinner, knowing that he's won like over $1 million in 3 weeks? Do I take him out for a steak dinner because he just won me $300? Mm-hmm. Or do I just still say, Nick, you're paying?
I would invite him to the steak dinner.
Okay.
And then assume that he's flushed with cash, which he is, that he might pay. And if he doesn't, then you'll still be happy because you say, oh, you won some of this.
And then how would you think of him as you walked out? You'd be like, Hardy just made like $1.3 million the last 3 weeks and did not buy my steak dinner. What in the hell? All right. What's his name? Zachary Perrin, the new Illinois football, picked up a couple commits. We're going to talk about that in a minute. They battled hard and defeated Eastern Illinois for one. But Zachary Perrin is a new Illini basketball recruit out of France. What do we know about him, and what does it mean for this season?
I think if you're someone that is going to be skeptical or just needs to see him on the court, one telling sign as far as is it a good get or not, you beat out UCLA, you beat out Texas. Those were the two schools prominently mentioned in terms of when I was – digging into this recruitment and what I heard around it. Now, I know that Jonathan Givony of ESPN also reported that Memphis was involved, Florida were involved. So this is a prospect that certainly had some intrigue for some high majors programs, and a guy that at 6'10" has good measurables. He's got a long wingspan. He's got an ability to play inside and out. He's got good skill around the basket. I think that we've talked about this. We made fun of the Kendrick Perkins with the comps. here I go.
Right.
All right, so – some people say the
let's get out of hand.
The poor man's blank. He's the Frenchman's Trace Jackson Davis.
Wow.
Okay. Not as athletic.
Okay.
All right. So, but in terms of you almost call him a tweener, where he's not necessarily a four, but he's probably a five, and he's got the long, slender frame. And if you're in a, like, if he's against Zach Edey, he's going to get out physical. But he's someone that can, he can go by him. He can put the ball on the deck and dribble. He can pass, and we'll see how much he can shoot as this goes on. But that's where I'm at with. Just kind of remind me, and honestly, it's kind of the hair too. If you've seen a picture, the hair is very reminiscent of TJD too.
So I want you guys to hear what I did today when I pulled up the highlight. The first guy I thought of was Giannis. And this is, like, literally just the highlight is frozen. Like, I have to hit the play button. It's just him standing there, and I'm like, oh, we just got Giannis. And so we were talking about how funny it is. I think from now on this show, you should come in with comps that are just ridiculously hilarious.
Outrageous.
Like, Illinois probably nailed down the next Giannis today. So if that doesn't lead to a national title, I don't know what will.
Well, I think they just got, on the football side, Travis Kelce.
Right. Nathan Gwynn from Florida. And then TJ Lott, no relation, I don't think, to Ronnie Lott.
Also from Florida.
Okay. Lott is a wide receiver. I was laughing today reading the article because my brilliant question to Barry Lunny Jr. about speed obviously is starting to pay off. Because now they just signed a kid that has incredible speed. Like, he ran like the 100 in like 11 seconds. I mean, that's pretty good, 11.07 or something. So that's a lot.
That was literally on the number. I got the article.
Is it really?
Jeremy Werner's article pulled up in front of me. 11.07, 100-meter dash.
Werner's texting me right now going, hey, Lon, thanks for giving out all my VIP info. Sorry, Jeremy.
It's a free article.
Oh, it is? Okay, yeah. I don't feel as bad. But he's 6'170". Obviously, he'll need to gain strength, but 6'170" and that fast, that's not a bad size, but certainly not a lot of teams looking at him. No other Power 5 offers. And then for Nathan Gwynn, who were the two teams that Illinois was in a dogfight with? Sorry.
We say this in jest. We're just being funny. We don't know much about these guys, so we kind of get to joke around.
Sorry, Coach.
His other offers were Eastern Illinois and Stetson.
I didn't know Stetson had a football team.
Neither did they. But I think that the funny part here of the article is that he hasn't played tight end. He's played defensive end and wide receiver for Vero Beach in Florida. Illinois asked him to work out at tight end when he came for the showcase camp. This, all, of course, is Illini Inquirer, Jeremy Warner's article.
Free?
Yes.
Okay.
And they asked him to work it out at tight end. He did. He got an offer. Now he is committed.
Wow. Imagine being his parents. Like, Illinois is coming to look. Wait, Illinois? That's a prestigious university. I know. That's a Big Ten. I know. Why are they coming to look at you? Not that I mean, I love you, son. But why are they coming to look at you? I don't know. But they want me to work out at tight end. Well, do it. I mean, do whatever they say, you do. Hey, Dad, it's Nathan. Yeah, they just offered me a scholarship. What? I mean, that's how that went. That would be amazing.
And he actually traveled from Florida to Champaign on an unofficial visit, so on his own dime.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to Nathan and TJ.
Illinois now has 13 commits
in
their class. They are 11th in the Big Ten as far as the rankings go.
Ahead of Michigan.
One spot ahead of Michigan.
Are they really? No, I knew that. You told me at the break.
Michigan slow playing this class. They only have 7 commits.
I was going to say they have one commit, an offensive lineman from Waterloo.
They do have 2 of the top 10 guys in the state of Illinois.
And they're still behind us?
And a tight end. Deacon Tinelli from Oswego.
Who is being recruited heavily by the likes of Ball State and Stetson. Stetson's like, we can't buy a tight end these days. We can't get one. All right, no thanks to Trevor, who did nothing today except look up one stat. 2, actually. What was the all-time? It's like 1250 to 1218. The Cubs have won more games than the Cardinals head-to-head. And in the last decade, the Cardinals own was an 88-87 advantage. They're one game ahead of the Cubs head-to-head in the last decade. That is incredible. We got to get out of here. Cardinals baseball is next. Pipes, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll check you tomorrow. I'm out. It's the drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariette Fisher with OSF Healthcare. Focusing on family medicine brings me joy, meeting with patients to make them feel welcome and comfortable to develop a treatment plan that's cost-effective for them. At OSF Healthcare, preventative screenings for health issues is important for people to keep up with. Don't put it off. Get your annual wellness visits, your regular checkups, and treat your body right to feel better. We've got such a great team at OSF to take care of you. We are dedicated to providing transformational care that helps you live your best life. Our trusted providers are committed to supporting health and wellness for all. Get your primary care with OSF Medical Group as you reach out to our caring team. For more details, you can visit our website at oshealthcare.org.
And now, here's Marilyn Melvin for the brand new Merle Norman store in Champaign.
There's a new Merle Norman studio that's now open for beauty. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive. You'll find all of your beauty needs under one roof. Come in and sample the latest skin perfecting formulas. Treat yourself to a free skin assessment to determine your personal needs and get your skin glowing. You can also enjoy a free express makeover where you can come choose from a virtual playground of color for eyes, cheeks, lips, and nails. Our beauty experts will help select the shades that are just right for you and teach you how to apply them like a pro. Ask about our variety of other special beauty services. Whether it's a perfect look for your wedding day, our pros will make sure that all eyes are on you. Looking beautiful is as easy as walking in our doors. Stop by the new Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio, 706 West Market View Drive, Champaign, Illinois.
There's a clear choice for Congress.
Mary Miller voted with the Socialist Squad to defund our military. Like Joe Biden, Miller coddles criminal illegal immigrants and says it's our responsibility to care for them. Ann Miller knowingly hired a convicted pedophile to be her driver and allowed him to prowl our neighborhoods and put our kids at risk, abandoning our troops, giving aid to criminals who illegally cross our border. Embracing a convicted pedophile? Fake conservative Mary Miller can't be trusted. Conservative Congressman Rodney Davis voted to strengthen our military and give our troops a pay raise. Davis voted for President Trump's wall and to cut off funding for sanctuary cities. Ann Davis is endorsed by the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police because he's tough on crime. Rodney Davis is the strong conservative that Illinois families can trust.
I'm Rodney Davis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paper by Rodney for Congress.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Trucker Lives Matter, presented by Gail Fredericks Trucking. Today, we have a special guest, Donna, the operations manager at GFT. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dixie. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, Donna, what's so special about driving for GFT?
First and foremost, our drivers truly matter. They get top pay plus opportunities for monthly bonuses, every weekend at home, paid holidays and vacations, and they are pre-dispatched so they aren't wasting time waiting on us.
Oh, girl, I love money. Tell me more about the pay.
We pay on percentage, so our rate increases have meant our driver pay has actually exceeded inflation. Our van drivers have averaged 78 cents per mile this year, and our flatbedders have seen 82 to 85 cents per mile on average.
Donna, tell our trucking audience how they can get on with GFT.
Our openings are limited, but professional drivers can call 765-793-7131 or email dixie@gftlog.com.
There you have it, drivers. Call 765-793-7131 today.
What are you watching?
Those governor candidates accusing each other. It's awful. I've done my research and I'm voting for Gary Rabine. Gary Rabine talks about real issues, slashing property taxes, loosening restrictions on businesses, and supporting law enforcement. Rabine built one of America's largest paving companies from scratch.
I'm Gary Rabine. I can and will beat Pritzker. Let's turn Illinois around. It's Rabine time.
Paid for by Rabine for Governor.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your trucker car. They are PDR. If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
If you haven't been to Pards in Urbana for a while, just know they carry plenty of women's and men's quality clothes, great leather products, and the best boots you can buy.
The employees are always super nice, caring, and honest. Kim made sure we were taken care of. I love Pards.
Listen to what people have said about their most recent visit to Pards.
Great customer service and really nice products.
Pards is located in Urbana and waiting for your next visit. Great service, locally owned on Maple between Main and University in Urbana.
Swing and a long one. Yachty got into it. It's a goner.
Sunday is Family Fun Day at Busch Stadium. On Sunday, July 10th, the Cardinals host the Phillies. That day, 10,000 kids ages 15 and younger entering with a ticket will take home a Yadier Molina tank top presented by Mercy. This red, white, and blue tank features the future Hall of Famer's nickname, Yadi. Come early for free frozen treats in the Ford Plaza thanks to Prairie Farms. That's Sunday, July 10th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
Since 1994, Matech Service Company has been the preferred heating, cooling, plumbing, sewer, and electrical provider in East Central Illinois. This month is the best time to ensure your home's cooling system is ready to keep you comfortable through the warm weather. So your area's top-rated service team is giving you 1 month of air conditioning maintenance for free when you join our ProTune monthly maintenance program. With a team of thoroughly trained, licensed, and background check technicians on call to serve you 24/7, Matech has the solutions you need to ensure your home is comfortable all year long. Matech, feel the difference.